This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Jason Goldman.
Let's say you have a dog, or maybe you're watching a friend's pup. You have a treat in your hand, so you have the dog's attention. Then you put the treat into a doggy-proof box and let them figure it out. What do you think the dog will do? If you're a dog owner, you probably know. Spike, or Spot, or Miss Fluffy will probably try in vain for a while. But soon, they'll probably turn back to you with those puppy dog eyes, with a look that's both hurt, why would you make it so hard for them after all, and pleading. That, it turns out, is a sophisticated cognitive phenomenon called referential communication. It's an attempt to shift the human's attention towards the problem. And dogs, as it turns out, aren't the only species who can do this. In 2003, a Hungarian biologist named Adam Miklósi tested this ability with an experiment. He gathered a handful of dogs and a group of wolves. Both groups of canines had been hand-raised from birth by people in much the same way. He put a piece of food inside of that doggy-proof box. The wolves kept trying and failing to get the food inside, and we already know what the dogs did. Alan McElligott, an animal cognition researcher at the City University of Hong Kong, wanted to push this test further. He wanted to move beyond dogs versus wolves.
The discussions of those papers and the discussion in the press is all about them being domesticated closely by humans.
He thinks that there's more to the story. What if animals don't need to be domesticated, but instead simply need to be socialized? Maybe it's not that dogs are especially social, but instead that wolves are just especially stubborn.